run the karma, and you experience suffering as a result of many lifetimes. So many times, for many years, again, in one lifetime, or experience is many lifetimes, 100,000 lifetimes. For example, it is said in the Shijaba comment, teaching of the 400 verse by Aradeva. If you cheat one sentient being, then you will experience it. As a result, you'll be cheated for by other sentient being for 1,000 lifetimes. If you cheat one sentient being, then you'll be cheated, by other sentient being. You see, goodness in the future lives, you see. So, after 1,000 lifetimes. So like that, karma is expandable. You do one, but the result is experienced for many lifetimes. So much more than the external, you see. You plant one rice, then many rice come. You plant one Bodhi tree, in the ground, one small Bodhi tree in the ground. Big tree comes, many thousands of branches and many, many, then seed comes out of this. Huge tree, from that small seed. So in India, there are many trees there where the horse carriage, they keep under the tree, under the shed of that tree. In the case of karma, it's much more expandable than the outside of those phenomena. So therefore, one good karma is done, you experience many lifetimes. That you can enjoy the happiness so many lifetimes, 100,000 lifetimes. One good karma is done, you experience suffering result and many lifetimes. In one life so many times, or many 100,000 lifetimes. So therefore, even a very small need karma must abandon. Even a very small virtue must do it. So like that. Even to help insect or something. If you see insect in the water, you see having difficulty to take it out or whatever. To the people, if it's a small service, do it. So a small virtue, even offering, one tiny flower offered to the Buddha, a statue of Buddha. However, even you have candy to eat, you offer to Buddha. So however, even glass of water, first offered to Buddha. So conclusion is even a small virtue must do it. Because karma is inspirable. Even a small non-virtue must abandon. And then, without having created the cause, you don't experience the result. Lema cheba da miteba. You don't meet the result. without having created the karma, you don't meet the result. Then. That which is done, then you see, that which is done, then never get lost. So this same. So it all becomes instruction. Because of this, then must abandon on virtue, must, whether it's big or small, virtue must practice, must abandon on virtue, even small. So I think, so it is mentioned in the Vinaya Dwalung. Even the small little karma, don't think it won't harm me. Don't think that. This is so small, it won't do me, it won't harm me. Then don't underestimate. For example, even a small fire spark, if it meet, even a very small fire spark can burn a huge pile of, you see, huge pile of, say, hash. Well, that's not hash. Not hashish. Not hashish. you know, the dry grass, what do you call it? Husk. Husk. What? Hey. So it's not hashish, it's a hair. So one tiny fire spark can burn a whole big pile of hair. So you see, for example, one small candle flame can burn the whole mountain, the whole forest, you see. So like that. So you see one small non-virtuous action, how harmful. Like that example. Also said, even small virtue, don't, you know, underestimate, or just so small, must practice it, because, you see, you know, dripping water in the container, one drop, two drop, three drop, like that, the whole big pot can be filled up. So like that, you see, Buddha's advising that even small virtue must practice. So however, now, that in the, it is explained in the Lamrim, there four, say there are six ways of purifying the karma. Like Tathagata Buddha's name, you know, reciting like that, by depending on Buddha's holy name, you know, reciting Buddha's name, you purify the karma, like Tathagata Buddha. And then the mantras is by reciting mantra, purify the karma. Then by making a statue, tatsas, you know, by making a statue Buddha, and then you purify the karma, by tatsas or making holy, making statues, you know. Making statues, tangas, or tatsas. However, making holy object, that's one method of purification, purifying the karma. Then reciting, you see, the present paramita text, you know, by Heart Sutra, by Diamond Cup Sutra, the present paramita sutra, you know, reading that. And then there are other sutras like a Sutra of Liberation, that's very powerful. There's other texts, you know, very powerful for purification, purifying the karma of the Lord realms. Then mental emptiness, as well as the bodhicitta, things like that. making offering to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you see, making offering, Guru Dhamma Sangha, making offering, and those are also accounted as means to purification, like that. However, stronger compassion you can generate to other sentient beings with a sincere heart, how much harder will you do for others? Those are very powerful purification. And that's something to be kept in mind. No matter how hard it is when you benefit for others, how hard it is, you know? So much of the karma, and the strong compassion you can generate others, so many events need to come get purified. As well as, and you see, with Guru devotion, then, you know, obtaining advice, service, you know, those the most powerful purification. So because of this, as I just mentioned about some example of the karma, good karma, you see, the unbelievable heavy suffering results. So So therefore, now you can see, now you can see how so essential to live, how so essential in our daily, in your, you know, once on daily life, to live in even as a lay person, but in to live in lay vow, lay person, you see? Now, so, as I mentioned the other day, so crucial. This is one other means to make your daily life extremely meaningful, basis for realization, stop, protect yourself, you from negative karma, obstacles for realization, and also stop giving karma other things. So it involves many things. Now, from this, you can understand. So everything to do with the attitude here, you see, all this to do with your mind. So therefore, the becomes so essential that to keep the daily life attitude in the lamrim. So now here comes the lam. Now here, when we talk about karma, now comes here to practice of lamrim in daily life. Not only lamrim when you doing sitting meditation in the morning, not just that, but the whole 24 hours with you while you're doing job, you see, mind to live in lamrim, to practice lamrim all the time. So you see, to protect yourself from the karma immediately, you see, then eventually to achieve enlightenment and to be able to liberate and sentient beings from all the suffering, bring them to enlightenment. For that. if one, say, really want to practice, then you see, you begin the day with bodhicitta. The very first thing when you wake up, you see, you begin generate bodhicitta attitude of life. So one day you can do this meditation while you're chanting Om Mani Padme Hum, creating merit with the good karma, purifying with the speech, you see, reciting mantra, you purify from a negative karma and collect much merit. And mind meditating on the bodhicitta. One day, you see seven techniques of mind concept, that's some idea I gave last night. So, so morning, you see, you begin the day, when you wake up, meditating bodhicitta, the general attitude of life. How you're going to spend your life from now on. Especially until death, especially this year, you know, especially this year, this month, not today. So see, never allow myself enter the control of self-cherishing thought, and and always practice Buddha, never separate away from bodhicitta. So in other words, separate from the ego, and never separate, you see, always to be with bodhicitta, you know, like that. So anyway, it means what it contains is that I'm going to live my life for others. That's what it contains. From now on, I'm going to live my life for others. So anyway, the next day, then that day, you continue that. You begin the day with that bodhicitta motivation. Then the rest of the day, while you're working, whatever you do, then continue with that thought, you see. When you meet people, you see, this is my kind, this is my most precious kind mother sentient being, you know, who's been kind from beginning to birth. So you see, continue bodhicitta sitting. Motivation that is generated in the morning, in the rest of the day, you continue that. When you meet people, think of that. And you see, think the kindness that's so precious, you know. Then the respect comes naturally. you know, to say, to not harm, all those come to respect, to help, to offer service. So, you know, practice loving kindness, compassion all comes, so like that. So by keeping the mind in that, then you see, continuously, you see, you take the opportunity to say, you create merit with every sentient being, with every person you meet, you know? You generate love and kindness, compassion to others. So you see, of a service, anyway, so you create cause of enlightenment with every sentient being, you know? And the rest of the day, you see, with this attitude. Then next day, you begin the day with other technique of bodhicitta, exchanging ones for others, you know? I think today I mentioned, today I explained that way, just some to give some idea. The very powerful bodhicitta practice, exchange ones for others. Actually, the Lama outline there's equalizing and this, you see. And then maintaining shortcomings of subject, beneficiating others. Then, you see, then, I see, then changing the attitude, you see, and then actual change. So they are outlines like this. So second day, you begin mentoring bodhicitta, you begin the day with meditation bodhicitta, exchange with others, chant mantra, omani bhima, you see, at the same time. And then you get done your practice, also chant omani bhima, if you have commitment like that. So then, the rest of the day, you try to continue your mind, so you, in that every sentient being is the source of all my happiness, peace, source of all my peace and happiness. Anybody you meet, animal, insect, animals, or people, your enemy or your friend, whoever, each one's source of all my past and happiness, most kind of precious. So try to feel that as you meet people. So again, yes. Then respect, service, everything comes, see, naturally. And then you create so much merit with the rest of the day with the other sentient beings. You know, cross with enlightenment. So I think, anyway, I think maybe the sensory transmission is a dream. So that's the bodhicitta, you see, to morning meditate and rest of the day, how to live the life with that. Then, of course, there's emptiness, which I started but didn't happen to mention.
The mandala thing?
But it's just a regular mandala. Yeah, but it's just a regular mandala. Yeah, but it's just a regular same every day, but I changed there some dedication. That's to give an idea how to dedicate merits. How to dedicate maybe the most productive way. To make your life most beneficial to the sentient beings. Now in future. So to know how to dedicate maybe that's the purpose. You draw the past, she made his corrupt material, I made his corrupt by, but because of all the sentiments, that which appears something real, from something real one from its own side, which is totally hallucination, empty, as non-existent. I'm not there. And I, who appears something real, one from there, which is a total hallucination, non-existent right there. Achieve Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which again appears something real, one from there, which is a hallucination, non-existent there. And lead all the sentient beings who appear to them again, the real one from there, which is a total non-hallucination, non-existent right there. To that enlightenment, which appears a real one, appearing, a real one appearing from there, which is a total non-existent, which is a hallucination, a total non-existent there. Paramasambhava alone, who also appears in a real one from there, which is a total hallucination, non-existent. Due to, I dedicated all the merits in the same way as three times the Buddha Savas dedicated merits into the mouth most. May the teacher of the three times merits call me by others. May the teaching Lama Tsongkhapa, which is unified through the temple, send the teaching which is unified through the temple, may it be complete as well as the rest of the world's mind, without delay in second, as well as may it be complete as well as in the mind of all of us here and all the rest of the students and benefactors in this organization, especially those who sacrifice their life to serve others through this organization, which was life from my promised personal meaning to them, so they can the exercise completely without delay in a second. And may it be, as I made, may the students teach on Lama Tsongkhapa, universal term. May it be a flourish forever and spread in all the directions. May it be a part of the table.